Welcome to another audio podcast from the Learn IT to Teach project. This podcast represents our first Spotlight on a Link Teacher, a new series where we focus on individual teachers who are implementing blended learning for their learners. Today we are speaking with Bonnie Sibley. Bonnie works for Abbotsford Community Services in British Columbia. So, we're speaking this morning with Bonnie Sibley. She's been nominated by her Learn IT to Teach mentor as an exemplary link blended learning teacher. Bonnie, can you tell us how you got into teaching ESL and teaching link? What attracted you to this field?
Well, I started many years ago. I worked in the travel industry and traveling around and meeting different cultures. It made me become very interested in it. And so years ago, I went back to university, completed my degree and got my TESOL certificate, did some volunteering and started as a teacher and over 10 years ago and have been loving it and growing ever since.
So have you always made the best use you could of learning technology?
I've always been interested in technology and have tried, but it's taken the technology industry a few years to catch up and be easy to use in the classroom. I've always tried to add something, but now I'm able to really go fully into it.
So please tell us a bit about where you teach, Bonnie.
Okay, I teach at Abbotsford Community Services in the Link Department, multicultural. And it's a part-time program. We have morning and evening classes, which I teach the CLB6 class. I have a morning and an evening. We're settlement-based, and we have students in our program from refugees to students who have been in the country for some of them 30 plus years that are just trying to improve their levels for whatever their personal reasoning is.
So how do you apply blended learning in your teaching?
We have an online day, which the students don't have to necessarily be on that day, but they can take that time to go online at their leisure. I add on my site, I like to make it as user-friendly as possible so that if they haven't been in class or they've been working or whatever reason, that they can go to my site and feel that they're part of the class. I think I'm a very organized person, so I like to use the checklist function for weekly assignments, and I use forums to have both of my classes interact. So my morning and evening classes are familiar with each other, but they haven't necessarily met. I like to have them comment on each other's work, and I stress the need for quality comments, not just me too. I add videos, TED Talks, YouTubes, current events, examples, practice areas. So for pronunciation, Canada, so special interest aside from our weekly work.
Interesting. So you've done how many stages of the Learn IT to Teach training?
I've completed stage 4.
Excellent. And you've created your own learning resources. Do you use those in your teaching?
I do. I have created my own section on goal setting and have my SCORM for goal setting on my site. It's also on Tutela, and other teachers in the stage 2 have used that on their sites. I've created a language companion area and have taken to using for the autobiography, the needs assessment, again, the goal setting and reflection area. So I'm able, with my stage 4, to add my own content.
So you, like other teachers that do the Learn IT to Teach training, you were given a course to use with your learners and encouraged to use it in stage 2. You've now finished stage 4. How did your use of the courseware evolve as you moved through the training stages?
Well, the stage two gave me the basics, and then I just, to stage three, I added more abilities to bring in more things, and my site has changed and I think evolved and become a more interesting site the more I learned through the training.
So what do you feel the impact of the blended learning model has been on your learners?
Well, at the very beginning when I was just working with my stage two, I had a participation in the class, but not as much as I wanted. And as I learned, the students learned. And my classes now, the participation is excellent. I've found that they really enjoy the different times of day that they can be on. I've watched my reports, and I've had people on at 1 a.m., on Christmas Day at odd times. So I think, and I've had reports from them that it's helped with their learning because they can do it at their own time and when they're ready. The interaction between my classes has been growing also online, and it's very interesting, the dynamics between the two classes. So people that know each other in class and another class that they have never seen. So there's a lot of joy in the online classroom.
So obviously the online work has a big impact on their ability to participate from outside the school.
Yes, and at their own time. A lot of them don't have any English outside of the classroom, so this gives them an opportunity to apply their English.
Do you think the blended model makes link instruction more effective?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I like to stress the importance between the connection between the online work and the PBLA. So participation has increased because of, I think, I haven't had any reports on it, but because of that. So they know, they realize that they need to be online to be successful.
And the information technology skills they develop through participating in EduLink, are those transferable to other parts of their lives, do you think?
Yeah, technology is everywhere. Whether they're applying online for work or paying their bills. It's interesting that this is the first year that I have had 100% of my class having their own devices, whether it's a phone or iPad or laptop. And other years they say, I don't have anything at home. What can I do? So we talk about the library and the open labs. But this year, no, and I think it's growing. The technology, that students realize they need the technology, and so they need the skills to use it. And this gives them a helpful push or link between outside of class, and the in-class work feeds into their outside lives.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how the courseware can support PBLA?
Well, I tell the students that they need to be online and work on their online work to be successful in their classroom work. I use a lot of skill building material online, and students seem to take it seriously when they know there's a value to it. It's not just for fun or apart from, separated. So by blending it and giving them a purpose, they seem to really buy into it. I'm just finished my first month with these two new classes, and so far I've had full participation. And they know that if I give them a skill using or an assessment in class, that it's linked or built on their online work. And it's so helpful for me because I don't always have the time now. Now, there's time constraints. We're a part-time program. I don't have the time for all of the skill building, although, of course, I do it. But it gives me that extra amount of time that the students can think about it. They've reported that they understand the material more fully when they can work on it by themselves, repeat it, or think about it outside of the classroom.
So what message, if any, do you have for other LINK teachers who are considering whether to integrate blended learning into their teaching?
Well, blended learning has changed my teaching practice for the better. And I've had to rethink, and I'm always changing and adjusting my ideas, but I'm so grateful for LearnIT to Teach and EduLink and the platform that has been created and the LINK material that I can move in and use to help in my practice. And I would encourage all teachers, every level, to seriously consider blended learning.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today, Bonnie, and best of luck with your teaching.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next month when we focus on another LINK teacher innovating with learning technology and blended learning. This podcast was made possible by funding from Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada.